It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by Felix Gray. Save your eyeballs. Wear your Felix Gray computer glasses. We're all staring at our computers, staring at our phones. Constantly. Your eyeballs are going to start bleeding. Your brain might come out of your eye sockets if you don't wear these glasses. So save your eye. Get rid of the digital eye strain. And these also, they look cool. You're not wearing like dorky, nerdy like goggles. They're like stylish glasses that you can wear while you look at like porn and stuff on the internet. So go to felixgray.com/barstool. felixgray.com/barstool to try a pair of Felix Gray glasses right now today. Old KFC Radio gang back together. Big news of the day. Number one is back after a very long and tumultuous retirement of about 3 months. Mike Francesa has returned. WFAN gave him the 3-7 slot. It's exactly the same slot as Michael Kay, so he's back from the grave to torment that
Wait,
man.
Wait, what
like
was his slot before?
1-6.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, 1-6.
Yeah, he does a. He used to do a diesel show.
He talks to himself for 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, now, see, here's the thing. He became such a fucking asshole towards the end because he just basically took calls. If you just talk to idiots and assholes all day, you're gonna become like a nasty old man. He needs like to get Mad Dog back in the mix because when he actually has like a partner,
kind of
somebody actually respects. I mean, but this is just the best, the fucking best.
It is the ultimate power move. He left, they tanked, and then he's like, "I'll come back
I'll
and save,
save you."
I was saying it's basically Dan Gilbert when he sold Quicken Loans, and then Quicken Loans like went into the toilet, and he bought it back and made a ton of money again. So that's, I mean. I don't know. It's just like proves you. What's better than having everyone give you a funeral, eulogize you, and then realize that you need to come back from the dead because
they did a farewell show where they had like 89 people call in. Legitimately, like 89, like not like
celebrities.
People, like people, people, real people who matter, call in and be like, you know, you had such a great run.
How do you do that
and
again?
Yeah, not even JSB call.
Yeah,
that?
That's why I said 89. So it was like 90-1. You know? It was like an all-time parade, and then he's like, "Yeah, I'll be back."
And what about the dudes that called in crying? Like, what do you do? What do you do if you wake up and you cried on radio,
weeping that
you barricaded yourself in this room?
I was listening. Yeah. I was listening to his final show. Yeah, yeah.
And now this is awkward. Now it's awkward.
I mean, so the early report in the morning was like 7 a.m. They were like, "He wants back in." And he's chosen WFAN because WFAN said, "We don't want you back." He was like, "I want it back in radio. It wasn't going to be WFAN, but then I heard they said no, so now it's going to be them." So I don't know if that's posturing. I don't know if that's just flexing. But by 10 a.m., it was 7 to 10:30, boom, he's back 3-7.
It's awesome. Like, we've been saying a power move and all that stuff.
Yeah, it is.
It's so great. Like, people always hate on, like, the retirement tours.
No.
I love the retirement tour. And then, like, you said, to come back.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I will, like, I'd do that Peyton Manning shit. Everyone give me fucking presents. Call in.
Tell me how great I am.
Tell me how awesome I am. Right. And I'll be back in a month or two.
And I think the reality is, I think he probably wanted to go elsewhere and then quickly realized that, like, nowhere else on earth can pay you, like, $5 million a year to talk on the radio for a little bit.
Right.
So he was like,
that's
like
what
your
contract is, isn't it?
Huh? Yeah, it's pretty much what we make,
And Mike Francesa, I've probably listened to him a dozen times, but I kind of understand who he is from you, Kevin. Like, he's a guy.
When I first moved to New York, and this is like 8 years ago, and I was like Kevin's intern, and he'd be like recording the screen all day of like Mike Francesa. I'm like, you just watch a dude talk all day?
Yeah.
But you would all do. You're all fucking maniacs.
I mean,
you're
have you seen the videos that come out of it? They're fucking
gold. They're very funny, but he definitely got 2 weeks into retirement, and either his wife or one of his close friends was like, "Dude, I can't talk about like the 1940 Yankees. I can't do it.
Stop talking about Mickey Mantle, Mike.
You have to go back to the radio. This is so fucking boring."
Yep, I said he's like Brooks from Shawshank. Like, he wanted to retire. He wanted out. And like the first day walking around in public was like,
give me
that chair back.
I can see that. Like, I kind of have that fear of like not being able to opine.
Yeah, just get like, your shit out.
Sometimes
now I just gotta keep it inside. Fuck that.
Like,
man.
Right. When I went on vacation, I was like, "I'm not gonna use my phone." Like, I'm like, "I gotta tweet. I gotta get my thoughts out there.
Gotta get these tweets off, baby." Yeah, man. So he's back. I don't think they know the exact date, but it'll be 3-7. And I mean, it was not a good show, but I feel really bad for the replacements. Carl and Maggie and Bart Scott just got totally fucked. It was not a good show, so I don't want to cry over it.
Job.
But like. My original thought was that they picked those three to be like the first replacement, and then they get a big name that replaces them, so that way you're not replacing Mike. You know what I mean? It's like, this person can come in and be like, we're saving you from the show that's not working, not replacing Mike Francesa. Because it was kind of a weird like trio that they just smashed together, so now they're just going to get like the scraps from 10 to 3 before Mike goes. It's just, it's not good. Feel bad for them.
They probably got paid.
I was going to say, and I think you know what happens when you follow a fucking legend like that. Right. Anything, sports and anything, it's not going to be easy. Speaking of legends in sports, Mitt Romney just solidifying himself in sports lore in my book last night, rocking a personalized Romney jersey with, of course, the fucking button-up shirt underneath
it. The worst-looking league.
I mean, but for him,
it's perfect. Yes. But like when people do that at a regular game, it's like,
just don't wear the jersey. Man. Yeah. If you have to come from work and you're wearing your button-up shirt, just don't wear the jersey that night.
Toss up, what's more ridiculous, the button-down shirt with a basketball jersey or a hockey sweater? The hockey sweater is kind of low-key
a
big
loser
move, too.
The hockey sweater in
general
is ridiculous because it's like, I think it's hockey, so big and you look like you're swimming in it. It's ridiculous.
Hockey jerseys in general are tough to wear anywhere. I'm just not a jersey guy, but I think you see it a lot more. This is a batting t-shirt. This is a BP t-shirt. Okay. I really fucked that up. That
was an all-time moment.
I mean, I haven't worn a jersey in like 10 years. I happen to be wearing one today when I say
that. Oh,
fuck, that was so good. That was so good.
Fuck, I fucked that up.
By the way, hey, this is off the rails now, but is this the new setup for the run on every day? What the fuck?
I thought the cameras are looking right at you. I have to lean
what? And it's fucking awful.
Where's Pete? What? Pete!
This sucks, Pete.
I thought it was for Burger King because they need to get the ads, but now this is just it every day.
It's so
how
does stupid.
That happen? How
it's
do we have
be
like
a pain
a
in the ass to like build?
Yeah,
this
and I keep swinging. Absolutely. I keep swinging like my feet like a little kid.
We used to just sit on chairs, and now we have to have someone build a set every fucking day. Why don't
they have to like, oh yeah, we're gonna do the rundown.
They want to be able to have the TVs behind us. Why don't you just put a third row of TVs there and a little lower?
Or just tilt the camera up. I don't know.
Or just put a fucking like green screen behind us and put whatever you need behind there. Who cares? This shit sucks.
I just realized.
Like, hey,
too.
Tune into the rundown where you look at three guys' fucking dicks.
I thought
all the time.
It was. Yeah.
Why is this the setup?
I like hide my dick. Like, I'm like sheepish. I have like my phone here.
A lot of crotch. Big time crotch.
Wait, no one's coming out of the control.
Yeah, they're hiding.
Scared
hiding.
To come
like little fucking girls.
Cowards.
Mitt Romney. So, throwing up four fouls, Russell Westbrook. So, I mean, not only is it ridiculous that Romney is in the crowd, but the guy he's talking shit to is arguably like the craziest fucking maniac in the league. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah,
and they're winning. They thought it was a beatdown, so it's like he gets to dance on graves.
It was a great moment. The Jazz crowd was unbelievable. Russ Westbrook, I'm all for Russ Westbrook. I'm canceling Russ Westbrook. I'm so sick of him because of, like, the shit he talks. And, like, what are you going to do? You're going to stop Ricky Rubio? Ricky Rubio doesn't even shoot. And then you saw him come out, and he was playing, like, way too aggressive, way out of his mind, forcing everything. Just, I don't know, just win a playoff series.
You have to win to back it up.
And Playoff P had 32 points, but...
He stinks.
You can't be Playoff P if you lose to the Jazz in the first round.
Correct.
Although you can't.
The Jazz are fucking...
With Tyler... You Playoff P?
Nah. It's Playoff Ingles now. Ingles busting his
ass. Yeah, dude. Joe Ingles shut down Playoff P. Think about that for a second.
That is a brutal nickname to have come out right now. If you're not going to like dominate.
After one game.
Yeah.
What? You don't agree with my Russell Westbrook?
Before the playoffs. The playoffs started, he gave him that. Y'all never seen Playoff P. Sure haven't. You said what?
You don't agree with my Russ Westbrook take?
You said you're done with him?
Yeah, I'm canceling.
Like, what was the final straw?
He's going to stop Ricky Rubio and then coming out and getting four fouls in the first half because he's playing like a maniac.
That's how he always plays. That's Russell
Westbrook. Yeah, but he was extra maniac. Yeah. Like, he was extra angry. He was extra. Is that right?
He was so extra.
He's being extra. He's great individual player, but you know, like chasing the triple double at all times.
I got off him when he did like the All-Star game last year. he like wouldn't warm up next to Kevin Durant or something like that. Like he warmed up by himself.
He's
like
angry all the time.
Like, dude, people, like, your friend moved away. Yeah. Just fucking stop being a little baby about
just
it.
Just saying, he just signed that deal. He's got 5 years left. They could trade him and get a whole lot for him. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And the whole, like, everyone, when the Thunder shoot, when the opposing team shoots a free throw and everyone boxes out so that Russ can run in and get the rebound.
That's so annoying.
Like, that kind of shit is insane.
Steven Adams should be getting, like, 15 rebounds
a game. Yeah, right. And I'm
That poor son of a bitch. Right. He better get a check from Russell Westbrook at the end of every year.
And I'm cool with it if you win in the playoffs. Because then it's like, okay, he's, you know, he's going to get his triple-double in the regular season. It doesn't really matter. But then you lose to the Jazz and you get in a war with Ricky Rubio? Like, does Russ Westbrook know that Ricky Rubio is far beneath him? He doesn't need to get in a war with Ricky Rubio.
Yeah. Like, you just won MVP. You don't have to do this.
Right. It's Ricky Rubio. And say you're going to shut that shit down. Guess what? Ricky Rubio's terrible shooting form.
You
shut
fucking
that shit down.
Better shut Ricky Rubio down. That should not be a problem.
You don't need to shut him down. He can't shoot. Yeah. Just make sure he doesn't pass.
Rubio also got higher than like all of his season averages last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough.
Did
he still scored like 13 points.
The definition of shutting him down.
How about maybe shutting down the rookie of the year, Donovan Mitchell? Maybe that would be
I was going to say, I know you're clowning the Jazz because I know the Jazz, but like Donovan Mitchell's fucking
awesome. Oh, he's so good.
Awesome.
He's so good.
And I know Ben Simmons is obviously the sexy pick and everything, but like.
No, I mean, Ben Simmons is probably rookie of the year, but Donovan
Mitchell is no fucking slouch, man. Any other year, it's, you know.
Yeah. Sophomore
Smitty
year.
Chirping.
That's true. Yeah, he's not even a rookie.
Don't hurt your shoulder chirping, Smitty. We got the Bruins and Leafs going to game 7.
Smitty's on a warpath. He's going to fight. Smitty's going to fight someone.
I haven't seen a middle finger in a long time.
Yeah, that's a real hard one, too. He's going to fight someone soon.
Bruins and Leafs, game 7. Bruins are in trouble, not only because they are losing, but, you know, this extra storyline now, everyone's heart goes out to Toronto and you're kind of fucked,
I said that on Healthy Scratches this morning. Everyone, like, pulled back. Like, that's a game changer.
No doubt. Obviously, bigger, more important things, but if you want to break it down to sports, Toronto's winning the series.
Yeah, you got something to rally around. You know, the building was obviously buzzing last night.
It's in Boston, right?
It's in Boston, Game 7, yeah.
That helps.
I wasn't feeling great this morning. Dave Gosher is going to be calling Game 7, which is a big win for Boston.
He called the last time they won.
He called it in 2013. The Bergeron!
Is Bergeron going to play?
All-time call. Yeah, Bergeron's played.
Okay.
But it's, I don't know. I had a bad feeling yesterday before the game. It's kind of carrying into game 7, too. I don't know. Freddie Anderson's making circus saves. He's looking like fucking Tim Thomas. I think Freddie Anderson was 10-1 against the Bruins before the series started.
Oh,
or 10-0 or something like that.
That's
so, like, if he's tracking the puck like he is now,
you're fucked.
We're in a little trouble. We're
and
in a little trouble.
You're going to lose to JSB in the office.
Oh, that would suck. And Dave, because the worst part is, everyone loves troll hockey, Dave, but if you're a diehard Bruins fan, you have, like, when they lose, that's when you gotta want to murder him. Mm-hmm. Because he's
right
like, oh, who cares?
I want to murder him
right off the bat.
Every single thing he said to
right.
murder him.
Like, when the Bruins actually said like the key to like game 1 was that we got pucks on net, I wanted to fucking kill somebody. Yeah. I was like, well, look, I told you.
And he's doing his trolls a little too obvious now.
Yeah,
like the 40
it's not
minutes
nearly
of hockey,
as subtle.
That one was a little, that was the first time I was like, come on, dude. Like,
when he said like in the first quarter or something like that.
Yeah.
You can't lose in the first quarter of hockey.
But game 7, nothing like it.
I mean, like, it's just, like, things just aren't going the
Bruins'
way.
And you guys were up, 3-1?
That's just playoff hockey. That's not just going to have
the pucks aren't bouncing the right way.
Did you
In the last two games, they have 84 shots that just didn't get to the net.
Whew.
39 missed.
You want to get the shots to the net, not to be
89?
84.
I'm going to tell Dave that stat.
Jesus Christ.
So he can spit that back.
I do hate to give him credit, but did you hear Dave's rebuttal idea?
What?
It's a great idea. So, in overtime, you score what should be ordinarily the game-winning goal.
Yeah.
Then the other team, it's like beer pong. You have a 2-minute rebuttal period. And if you score, you resume.
I don't understand his take.
I don't understand
his take.
I like that.
The best team doesn't win because, like weird bounces happen. Like, that happens in every sport.
Right.
Circus catches happen in football.
Yeah, but hockey's just a messy sport where it's all deflections and bounces and wobbling pucks and shit like that. Like, I think the whole appeal of hockey is that the better team doesn't always win. That it is kind of a toss.
I like the rebuttal idea, though.
And then you rebut, and then you're tied again. If that same team who hit the initial goal scores again, then it's over. So like, if you hit for a second time, you're good. But if they score,
you only get one
rebuttal.
You have
a chance for rebuttal.
You only get
one rebuttal each, and then if you both do rebuttal, then it's just sudden death.
I don't like this.
It would take. I mean, every game would now be even longer. But
because right away you have a 2-minute power. You know, you pull the goalie and you just chew everything.
I mean, the goalie goal is like that's awesome.
that puts
yeah,
all
no,
the
but you know what would know so be better? A rebuttal goal though. Would be better.
It is so heartbreaking. Yeah, that's what makes it so awesome.
A rebuttal goal to save your season would be better than a golden goal.
Yeah, it would.
And to be honest, chances are, if you hit the first golden goal, you're going to get an empty net goal more. There's a better chance of
you getting
that.
I don't know why I said golden goal. I'm upset we keep using it. Sudden death.
Yeah.
I'm in footy mode. Yeah, Champions
Liverpool's
League today, baby.
Game. Beautiful game.
I agree with Kevin. The rebuttal goal would be more exciting than scoring a sudden death.
I hate when Dave has a good idea.
Like, you're dead, but then you come back for your princess.
Yeah, and all the Undertaker princess fucking gifts would come out. It'd be awesome. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by 1-800-Flowers. You got Mother's Day coming up. So you get the 36 for 36 deal. You get 36 sorbet roses for $36. That's just a dollar a rose. You can do the math. They come in all these different colors, pinks and whites and all sorbet type colors. So go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, use the code RUNDOWN, and the offer ends Friday. So you got to get it in this week to get the 36 for 36 deal. It's 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, RUNDOWN. Suge Knight, still on trial for murder.
I feel like he's been on trial for 5 years.
It's been legitimately three years. Yeah. He, that's just the one person that he got caught for, really. I mean, there's been endless people. I think he ran over someone with a car this time?
Yes.
And in the middle of this murder trial, the judge stops everything and asks Suge who he thinks who's going to win the NBA title.
Has Suge been watching the playoffs in prison?
I'm sure Suge has been doing whatever he wants in prison.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he blind?
Something like that, yeah. What? He's going blind, yeah. Yep.
He pulled like the Bill Cosby.
Why do bad things happen to good people?
Right? He's blind? Something?
He claimed he was blind. Yeah, I think to get out of like a previous legal trouble, I don't think it worked.
Yeah.
I don't think it worked.
His answer was the Rockets, to which the judge replied, like, good answer, Houston.
I mean,
this is so bizarre.
It's very bizarre.
But I don't understand it. I mean, just stop the trial to ask him
nobody
who he thinks is going to win the NBA championship.
What day did this happen?
What
yesterday?
Day? I don't know. Before that 50-point second
quarter.
Yeah,
I mean, that 50-point second quarter was unreal.
Brutal. I mean, I just think people are afraid of Suge Knight being mad at you. I would not want to be the judge on a Suge Knight trial.
No.
Because it's Although, when it's like overwhelmingly like, yeah, dude, like you're going to jail for life. I'd be like, sorry. Don't fucking kill me. Hey, let's talk about basketball.
He's definitely one of those guys who his reputation, I mean, he's not dangerous anymore, right? Like, he's been in jail.
I think as long as Suge Knight's on this planet, he's
not
a guy.
Right,
famous last words.
Yeah, but people will always be scared of him, right?
Yeah, I mean.
He's one of those guys.
I'm not trifling with Suge Knight. No way, man. I'm not trying to get mixed up there. Last up, Dan, I know you love this story.
I was about
line.
To say, I'll fuck
Suge
Knight up.
I don't say those things.
This is the guy.
I decided not to. I didn't.
He's the Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah.
You think you can beat up Floyd Mayweather?
No, that's not the fucking, that's not what I say.
You can go punch for punch.
That's not what I say.
Yeah.
Tell your story, Dan.
Punch, one. You have to stand there and take a punch.
Okay.
And we go back and forth. You flip a coin to who gets the punch first. Okay. He's like $1.50.
He thinks if he like unloads on Floyd Mayweather,
I need 3 months
can,
to train my neck.
That's it.
So you're saying if you get first punch, you
no, can... I think I would. Yeah. I don't think he punches. His hands are. He's got brittle hands. You can't point a guy to death when you're going punch for punch.
Yeah, but what if he just breaks one of your ribs?
No. Oh, if he wants to punch my ribs,
is it just face shots?
It's face shots. That's why I got to train my neck.
What if he breaks your face?
What if he just? I mean, you don't think he just knows exactly like where to fucking slug you in the temple to kill you?
Not with gloves on.
It's the dumbest. And now you're not afraid of Suge Knight.
No, it's not. No, I said I was. I said I was thinking about saying fuck Suge Knight, but I decided not to.
You said it like three times.
Smite.
We're gonna what edit I said? We're gonna edit it up.
What?
Fuck Suge Knight. Fuck
you, no, you guys said it too. Yes, gotcha. We're all
yeah, but
together.
Also remember that time you said that you wanted. What'd you want? You said you wanted to. You wanted Nate to fuck your mom. That's what you said.
Yeah.
So I win. So trump card.
That's true. Trump I mean, card. I kind of stand by that. If anyone in the office? I don't know.
The best take of all time. He said that at the Wilbur. That's also out of context.
Being like, I just offered it up. The
question was,
one person has to fuck your mom in the office.
He said I remember, Nate so confidently, and us and like 1,100 people were like, and he was like, wait Nate's a minute, little, maybe not.
Oh,
maybe I take that back.
Sunk into that fucking.
He was
couch
like, maybe
no, I think I stand by that one. Who would you guys say?
I don't think we even had to give an answer because yours was so ridiculous.
So then
we were like,
give
next question.
Right now.
God.
Frankie.
Well, that's not fair. He's not content guy.
Yeah, he is.
Frankie would just content. Scissor your mom. Huh?
Where's
Frankie? Real nice
Francis
and soft.
Going right now. Just thinking about that. Frankie scissoring. Dan, you love the storyline. KD and his social media antics. Accidentally liked a photo of Westbrook, right?
Says, accidentally.
You know, just a whoops, comment. Whoops-a-daisy. Comment. What was the comment?
It was like Russ sucks or something, or Russ was to
so
blame.
Oh, so someone was talking shit.
Yeah. And it was similar to the comment that he replied to himself with.
Right.
Like
right.
Russ was to blame. Like it was Kevin Durant, like drag that team. Russ is to blame. Blah blah blah.
I mean, what an asshole. This guy is.
How do you do this?
Like,
stop. Kevin, yeah, Kevin Durant, just stop.
Just take, get rid of your social media.
Like, do other things other than, like, I don't even read Instagram comments because there's fucking too many of them.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is reading Instagram comments?
It's crazy. And the worst part is, where he's sitting there with his fucking phone.
Yeah, and the worst part is he's going to go do another Bill Simmons podcast where he's like, the blog boys blow everything out of proportion. Bro, you fuck up all the time and you don't do stupid shit. Of course we're going to talk about it.
And here's the thing, like, now, maybe a few years ago, talking about, like, Instagram comments seems like petty and like girly and shit. Like that is just communication these days.
Right.
You know what I mean? That would be like, I don't know, fucking calling in a radio station in the past or something. If someone writes a comment and you like it in the modern world, that's like co-signing
it's
and that's gonna be a problem.
To accidentally like it.
Also,
I mean, it's like you have to scroll, find it, and click it.
Also, the fact that Kevin Durant always talks about how like no one knows the truth and everyone's just a hater. And he doesn't listen to the haters. Like, yes,
you
do.
Yeah, you do.
And
you
were bothered
anybody.
By them a lot. So just, like, own that and be a human about it. Like, we say it all the time. Yeah, I see the negative. Like, when someone says something negative, you see it. Don't have to be like, blog boys this, blog boys that. You guys don't know shit.
Right.
No, dude, we know that you are very sensitive and keep liking shit.
Yeah.
Anti-Russell Westbrook.
Like, we know you hate that guy. We know you guys have an open feud. So fucking either do it and
just
own
it
or
it.
Stop doing it.
Right, right.
That's it for today. We got Trill here, Mixtape Boys. We got Thursday is the Johnny Manziel podcast coming out with Casey. She also has High Haters with
Jax. I didn't know that was real.
The Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw like the Barstool quotes or whatever.
I did not understand the scope of it.
Yeah.
Come back season is here. What else?
Deke Zucker uses, shout out Deke Zucker because he pays attention to all of our stuff, and I get a lot of my news from him, like actual news from inside the office.
I got this news from him.
But he uses breaking news very liberally.
Yeah.
There's like four breaking news a day.
Brett said that I look like that guy.
Who is that?
He's an actor.
What is he acting?
I think we're talking kind of loud.
No, we're not talking loud. My voice is not loud at all.
He's in like a... It's a big-time movie. I can't remember what it was, though.
What is this?
Hey!
I'll take it, though, but, you know, we'll put the picture up.
I get
the picture. Chicks in the
Office. Oh. Interesting.
All right, so that's the rundown.
Kind of looks like a wolf person.
He does. That's why I was inclined to say Twilight, but I don't think it is Twilight. It's something else.
Who are you?
Was there anything else? High Haters is out, too.
High Haters comes out when?
Tomorrow.
So there's a podcast and a radio show?
Yep.
How often does the podcast come out?
Twice a week podcast and every night radio.
But is the radio, podcast the radio replay?
There will be a best of replay later on Fridays and then I think we're doing Tuesday, Thursday podcast, Monday through Thursday radio.
All right, so Monday through Thursday podcast, there will be a recap and then there's Monday. No, I fucked it up.
Yeah, it'll be out. It'll be out. Chaps will make sure it's out. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.